And Ellen Griswold from Maine Farmland Trust.
Good morning, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the committee. My name is Ellen Griswold, and I'm the Policy and Research Director at Maine Farmland Trust. I really appreciate this opportunity to introduce myself and provide a brief overview of MFT's work. So MFT is a member-powered statewide organization that works to protect farmland, support farmers, and advance the future of farming. Since our founding in 1999, MFT has helped to permanently protect nearly 300 farms and keep over 60,000 acres of farmland in farming, while supporting over 800 farm families with a wide range of services. Over the last year or more, I've really appreciated being a part of the Maine Climate Council's Natural and Working Lands Working Group, and MFT was thrilled to see the inclusion of many important agriculture-related strategies in the new Climate Action Plan. Protecting natural and working lands is one of those critical strategies, and the Land for Maine's Future program is an important source of funding for protecting farms and helping to grow Maine's agricultural economy. MFT will be supporting legislation this session to establish a bond to provide more funding for LMF and to designate specific funding for farmland protection projects. We'll also be supporting efforts to incentivize the siting of solar energy projects that avoid or minimize impacts on agricultural lands and natural resources so that we establish the right balance between supporting solar development and ensuring it does not result in the loss of important agricultural lands or impede agricultural production or land access. Given the impacts that changes to the climate can have on farm businesses, as we saw with the drought conditions last summer, MFT is also very excited to be supporting Senator Brenner's bill this session to establish the Maine Healthy Soils Program and provide farmers with the resources they need to adopt climate smart practices and become more resilient. Finally, the coronavirus pandemic has really highlighted the critical importance of high-speed internet access for farm businesses across the state. And as a result, MFT will be supporting legislation to expand broadband development. Thank you again for this opportunity to introduce myself and tell you a little bit more about MFT's work and our policy priorities. And I hope that you will call upon me as a resource if you have any questions about the topics that I mentioned today. I'm also happy to answer any questions. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Ellen.